A poem from one of my favorite poets, Rosemary Wotola Tromer, entitled, "There Was a Time I Disdained Hope. But now, what can I do but marvel as hope grows like a seed without soil, putting down roots despite lack? And isn't that what hope is? A sprout that grows when conditions are poor, as if to prove that sometimes potential depends less on what surrounds us, more on what is living through us." So let's pause to practice in this sacred way that gives us an opportunity to connect with the life that's moving through us. So each one of us is arriving in this space from the unique stream of causes and conditions of our day. So we might each need something a little different in this arriving. Some of you might be ready to drop into stillness and a soft gaze or closing the eyes. And some of you might actually, want to gift the body a little stretch or some gentle movement. Maybe a few deep breaths with a sigh on the exhalation. Feeling the lungs fill, and with the in-breath, maybe beginning to touch into any of the accumulated tension from the day. And with an exhalation, with a sigh, opening a pathway for letting go. Maybe repeating, taking a second deeper breath, and feeling into the next pocket or the next layer of tension, contraction, with a gentle lengthening of the exhalation. Maybe a sigh, allowing a softening, a settling, to whatever degree is possible. And if you like, one final deeper breath. Feeling into those nooks and crannies that are holding any of the knots from the day. And a long, lingering out-breath. Letting the breath just be easeful, natural, in whatever way feels right for you. Coming home to the body, whatever posture is supportive. And allows for a balancing between ease and alertness. And as a support for coming home to this moment through the felt sense, of this body sitting here, this body that can only ever inhabit the present moment. Such a gift. So as a way of coming home, you might let your awareness pour over and through the body like warm water, perhaps beginning at the crown of the head, and just letting your awareness wash over and down the skull. Gently cascading over the face. There's often so much unnoticed tension in our face. This face that works so hard at communicating all day long what it's expressing. What it's trying to not express. So as you connect with the head and face, letting the eyes rest more fully into the sockets. Releasing the pull of the outside world just for now. Letting your awareness massage the temples and smooth the cheeks. Inviting the jaw to soften, that place where the jaw meets right in front of the ears. Maybe there's a slight parting of the lips and a relaxing of the tongue as there's this breath, this break from the demands of speech. And letting your awareness flow down through the throat, opening, lengthening the neck. And Letting awareness wash over the right and left shoulders. Flowing down through the arms, upper arms, through the crook of the elbows, cascading through the forearms and the wrists, flowing across the palms, and with the next out-breath, letting the exhalation just carry away any unnecessary tension from the arms. Hands resting, soft and heavy. And feeling the warm wave of your awareness wash through and around the torso, inviting a gentle expansion through the rib cage, a lengthening and loosening through the back body. Releasing through the belly, and as we move through the body, there's no demand that the body be any other way than it is. And like those sprouts of hope, we're holding an openness to the possibility of more ease or well-being, groundedness, presence in the body. Just with this slow flow, offering the body space to arrive. Letting your awareness flow into and through the right and left hip joints, pooling in the pelvic region, letting there be a heaviness and deeper resting into the support offered by the chair or the cushion or the floor. letting the warm wave of your awareness run down through the right and left thighs, caressing and calming the right and left knees. Cascading down through shins and calf muscles. Through ankles. And surrounding right and left feet with care, letting an exhalation and, if you like, maybe even a wiggle of the toes invite a release with the next out-breath. Letting the feet be received by the earth, the surface beneath you. Just arriving into this precious body, as best you are able. The invitation is always, oh, as best I am able. Such kindness. In this simple orientation of the heart, the energy with which we practice. And as you continue this practice of arriving, there's an opportunity to align with maybe your heart's intention, your intention for just this moment, or maybe there's an intention that guides your days, a compass bearing for the heart, mind, that can get lost in the busyness of a day. And hear from this place of a deeper measure of presence, a here's a chance to reorient. Maybe it's calibrating to kindness or compassion. Patience or persistence. This path that guides us towards what's often known as Buddha nature. Goodness. The capacity of goodness that even in difficult times remains in this world and in each of our own hearts. A path that orients towards wisdom and waking up, seeing clearly. A path that orients to connection, sees through the myth of separation. So arriving aligning and becoming available to whatever's here. In body, mind, and heart. Taking these next few minutes of silence to just rest into this moment and to receive as best you are able whatever's here. And if anything that's here is in any way tender, perhaps inviting in a gesture of kindness, a hand on the heart, some gentle words of encouragement. Or the simple care of a deeper breath. So just lovingly listening in. Until the sound of the bell.